This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. An aid convoy crossed from Turkey into rebel-held North Syria on Tuesday at a newly opened crossing, the first through Bab al-Salama since last week's earthquake, the United Nations said. An AFP correspondent at the crossing confirmed the UN convoy had gone in, while a spokesperson for the International Organization for Migration told AFP in Geneva that 11 trucks entered through the newly opened border. Rescuers on Tuesday were working to reach people under the debris in three provinces hit hard by the powerful and devastating earthquakes that hit Turkey and Syria last week. In Adıyaman, Turkey, rescuers pulled an 18-year-old man alive from under rubble 199 hours after the earthquake that crumbled the building. The number of people dead from last week's magnitude 7.8 quake and 7.5 aftershock passed 35,000. Police say a man suspected of a deadly shooting at Michigan State University on Monday night has died. At a news conference, Deputy Chief Chris Rosman of Michigan State University Campus Police said a shooter killed three people and wounded five others.
This truly has been a nightmare that we are living tonight, but we have remained laser focused on the safety of our campus, our students, and the surrounding community.
Police say the suspected gunman shot and killed himself. Officials have offered few details about four aerial objects recently shot down over North America, helping to fuel conspiracy theories and conjecture on the internet. One popular theory suggests there are UFOs. This is VOA.